Butts and Guts, a Cleveland Clinic podcast exploring your digestive and surgical health from end to end. Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Butts and Guts. I'm your host, Scott Steele, the chair of colorectal surgery here at the Cleveland Clinic in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. And today I'm very pleased to have our expert guest, Dr. Amit Bhatt, here with us, who is a gastroenterologist in the Department of Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition at the Cleveland Clinic and co-director of our Endoluminal Surgery Center. Amit, welcome to Butts and Guts.
Hey, Scott. Thank you so much for having me here again.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about endoscopic submucosal dissection, or what we call ESD, and we'll get into that. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself, about where you're from, where'd you train, and how did it come to the point that you're here at the Cleveland Clinic?
Absolutely. So I came to Cleveland, actually, for my Cleveland Clinic internal medicine training and stayed on for my gastroenterology fellowship, my advanced endoscopy fellowship. And fortunately, thanks to the Cleveland Clinic, I had the opportunity to actually go to Japan and learn about endoscopic submucosal dissection and early cancer during my training. From there, I stayed in Cleveland, stayed at the Cleveland Clinic as staff, and I'm honored to really co-direct the Endoluminal Surgery Center with my co-director, Dr. Gorgon.
So again, as we said, today we're going to talk a little bit about endoscopic submucosal dissection, ESD procedure. So to start, give us a little bit of a 10,000-foot view about exactly what ESD is for our listeners.
Absolutely. So ESD is an endoscopic technique that allows us to remove tumors completely and in one piece from the GI tract. So what does that mean? So an endoscope means that we pass a thin, slim instrument through your mouth or through your bottom and remove lesions from your GI tract, being your esophagus, stomach, small bowel, or colon. By removing it endoscopically, patients can avoid surgery, they can keep their native original organs, and maintain their quality of life. The specific thing that makes ESD unique is it allows us to precisely remove tumors completely in a very oncologically safe way, like a surgeon would do, that allows us to achieve curative resection for many of these patients.
So you mentioned a little bit about malignancy, but give us, a view of what type of lesions exactly are you able to remove using ESD?
So ESD is very useful for any precancerous or cancerous lesion throughout the GI tract. So the GI tract extends from your mouth to your bottom, and food goes through your esophagus initially, to your stomach, to your small bowel, and to your colon. In your esophagus, there are esophageal adenocarcinoma or esophageal squamous cell cancer that can develop. And if discovered early, we can treat it with ESD. In the stomach, precancerous polyps or even early gastric cancer are removed successfully with ESD. In the small bowel and colon, removing polyps, which are precancerous, with ESD reduces the risk of reoccurrence, and many patients benefit from this at the clinic.
So we've had prior guests on that talk a little bit about endoscopic mucosal resection, or EMR. So what's the difference between ESD and EMR?
Yeah, all these abbreviations. So endoscopy over the years has gone through an evolution. First, we realized that what was removed surgically, we can now sometimes remove from an endoscope. And this first started with hot snare polypectomy, putting basically a lasso with electrocautery on it to cut off polyps. Then we realized if we injected fluid underneath the polyp, then we were able to reduce the risk of the procedure. And that is what was called endoscopic mucosal resection, where a snare is used to remove a growth from the GI tract, either a cancer or a precancerous polyp. But there were some limitations of this technique. The snare was not very precise, and most of the times we had to remove tumors in multiple pieces. And anytime you remove tumors in multiple pieces, there's chances of leaving tumor cells behind, increasing the risk of reoccurrence, and especially for cancers, it can't be deemed as a curative resection. The next evolution after EMR came ESD, and that was to solve many of the shortcomings of this EMR technique. In ESD, we use knives to very precisely dissect the margins around the tumor and underneath it. So it allows us to remove a tumor, despite how big it is, in one complete piece. So tumor cells are not left behind. Our pathologist can confirm the tumor has been completely removed and really gives patients the best chance of a curative resection.
So give us a little bit of a look behind the curtains. What exactly do you do during an ESD?
So in principle, an ESD is actually a quite straightforward principle. The GI tract is made out of multiple layers. And one of those layers is the submucosa that is made out of loose fibrous tissue. If you inject fluid into this layer, you can actually greatly expand it and have the endoscope enter within the layer and dissect through the submucosal layer. This allows us to remove the tumor that's above the submucosa completely from a patient while allowing them to keep the integrity and organ in place.
So unlike in a surgery where you cut out part of the bowel, you're just cutting out part of the lining and you don't cut all the way through.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So truth or myth? Truth or myth? Patients that undergo an endoscopic submucosal dissection spend less time in the hospital compared to those who undergo more traditional surgery.
Absolutely, Scott. There are many advantages of ESD versus traditional surgery, and one of them is hospital stay. After an endoscopic submucosal dissection is performed, the vast majority of our patients go home that same day. So it is an outpatient procedure and recover quite well from it.
So how do you follow those patients and what happens after an ESD procedure? Can they eat right away? Does the lining grow back? I mean, how does all that work?
I'd love to go over that. So I think this differs by location where it's performed. Obviously in the upper tract where if you eat food, it hits that resection site earlier, there's more restrictions versus later on in the colon, there's less restrictions. So for a patient who undergoes endoscopic resection of an esophageal or gastric cancer, we would expect them to have a sore throat and some chest or abdominal discomfort for a few days. There will be some dietary restrictions where they're on 3 days of liquid diet, 3 days of soft diet before resuming a normal diet. And the majority of these patients, we see them in clinic 2 to 3 weeks after resection. And this is to review their pathology and decide on next steps. The majority of these patients are back to their pre-resection self with no impact of their quality of life. The reason it's important for us to see them back in 2 to 3 weeks is that is when we find the precise histology of the tumor and can really decide what further treatment, if necessary, needs to be done or can this patient go under surveillance. In the colon, we have less restrictions and there's no dietary restrictions after resections, but we don't want these patients to get constipated. So we want them to stay well hydrated. If they are predisposed to constipation, we recommend daily Miralax.
So I'm a patient out there. I'm scheduled to maybe undergo an ESD or some sort of procedure. What questions should I come prepared to ask?
So first of all, we're very excited that you're coming to do ESD. And we're really trying to spread the word that ESD is there and able to help many patients who are going under traditional surgery. But the things that you're really looking for when you're coming in is one is ESD is a technically challenging procedure. And you really want to know that the person and team that are performing it have good experience and a good past outcomes performing it. If you have a cancer, esophageal or gastric cancer, these should be treated in a multidisciplinary fashion involving a tumor board and a support of an entire group. So if you're coming in for that, this is not a one-off procedure, but rather a total care. And you want to make sure that that team is there for you.
That's fantastic. So are there any advancements on the horizon when it comes to endoscopic submucosal dissection?
Yes, we're very excited about some technological advances on the way. One of the limitations of ESD is the endoscope was never built for this fine control to do these dissections. And that's what makes it so technically difficult for people to perform it. But on the horizon, we're seeing probably over the next 1 to 2 years, we'll see endoscopic robotic platforms come. In the same way we saw these robotic platforms able to enhance the control in surgery, we're optimistic and look forward to seeing if they can enhance the control in our ability to perform procedures faster and safer in endoscopy. There are still many questions to be answered. For instance, the cost, reimbursement, sort of time for setup. And currently, they're only able to be used in the rectum. But like many new technologies, these questions might be answered as these technological platforms start to be used and we see how they progress.
So Ahmed, as you mentioned earlier, you and Dr. Gorgan, Emery Gorgan, are co-directors of our Endoluminal Surgery Center, which we're blessed to have one of the few, if any, the only one in the nation here at the Cleveland Clinic. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're very fortunate to sort of have the support of our colorectal, our GI and DDSI division to develop an endoluminal surgery center that's really focused on the endoscopic, minimally invasive treatment of early GI neoplasias. My area of specialty or focus is really esophageal, gastric, and duodenal lesions, while Emery, my partner, focuses on colorectal polyps from below. And this has allowed to streamline, combine forces and resources to be really able to take a team approach for the best outcomes for our patients.
And that's fantastic. So now it's time for our quick hitters, a chance to get to know you a little bit better. So first of all, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is actually ramen. For my trips to Japan early on, that was the food that I really fell in love there.
Any special sauce there or just plain old ramen?
It's the tonkatsu puto ramen. It's okay. Good stuff.
There we go. So I'm going to go ahead and go in your car with you and turn on the radio. What's playing?
Oh, I listen to, wow, such an eclectic group of music. I listen to everything from modern stuff like Halsey to older stuff like Morrissey.
Fantastic. So you've traveled the world, as you said. So give me something that you would say is still on your bucket list or a trip that kind of is a lasting memory for you.
Traveling is dear to my heart. I think initially part of that was, you know, for work, we go around, we travel, we give lectures. But now the greatest joy is my kids love to travel. I have two teenage boys and really looking forward to taking them around the world and show them what there is. We did a recent trip to Bogota, Colombia, which I have to admit is a very memorable place and an incredible place to visit.
Fantastic. I enjoyed that myself. And so finally, you've been here in Northeast Ohio for quite a bit. So tell us something special about Northeast Ohio.
It's insidious. It slowly grows on you and you realize all the benefits that are really not evidently shown from the outside. But this is an incredible place for families, great schools, great nature, outdoor, national parks, golf, tennis. And I could not think of a better place to raise a family.
Fantastic. So give us a final take-home message regarding ESD for our listeners.
I think our ability to treat things endoscopically is growing, but many patients are still sent to surgery for early cancers or colon polyps. And I really implore you that many physicians don't know this, or gastroenterologists or surgeon, to really explore yourself to see if ESD or under endoscopic options might be a viable option for your tumor.
Well, that's fantastic. And so to learn more about ESD or to schedule an appointment for treatment at the Cleveland Clinic, please call the ELS, that's Endoluminal Surgery Center, at 216-444-3487. That's 216-444-3487. You can also visit our website at clevelandclinic.org/digestive. That's clevelandclinic.org/digestive. Dr. Bott, thanks so much for joining us on Butts and Guts.
Thank you, Scott.
That wraps things up here at Cleveland Clinic. Until next time, thanks for listening to Butts and Guts.